Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Burt Show.
Sad because we're only going to play this a couple more times.
I know.
This is intern Reshma's At Mike Music right here. She's leaving us, but she's going to California.
I am.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm nervous.
You got a job all lined up out there?
What's going on? I got a couple of internships out there. So I'm originally from California, so I'm going to go out there for the summer and try it out and see if I like it, see if it works out. But I will be back in the fall for finish up school. Mm-hmm.
Can we all take a side bet right now? Yeah, can we take a side bet now?
Side bet.
Because Reshma says she's coming back to hang out with us when she gets back. No, you're not.
No, she's not.
I'm telling you, I am.
No, you're not.
I'll bet on this. Like, I will put money on this that I'll be back.
Well, an intern. We can't put money on it. But yeah. But you're not coming back from California. Seriously, really?
We'll bet you both credits that you're earning right now.
Right.
Yes, you're not coming back.
Because we can use those.
All right, so intern Reshma is like anybody else that walks in here that listens to the show for a certain amount of time, has an impression in their head.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get to be part of the family, and you're hanging out here in studio, and you got to realize that off-the-air things sometimes are a little different than they are on the air. And
yes.
I think Reshma has had an education in that.
Yeah, I feel like in my almost a year here that I've gained a little bit more insight than the average listener, because I was a listener before I joined the show. And once I got here, my things just changed a little bit for me.
Or a lot.
Just a little bit for me. I mean, there's certain things that are about the building, but there's certain things being on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Example number one.
And then this is
morning,
dangerous today, because this is her last day.
She
got
to do
this.
She can sell us out.
I know. I went to Joanna to check something out, and she was like, do it. And I was like, all right, I'm going to do it.
Okay.
This morning alone, off the air. I know listeners love knowing what we talk about off the air. This morning, the two conversations were the cause of hemorrhoids and celebrity butt sweat.
Those were actual conversations that we had on.
And they were extensive, intense conversations. Like, they weren't just like side conversations. They went on and on and on. And then there's some other things like Q100, great radio station, everything. The technology is from 1850. Like, nothing gets done. I know they talk about it all the time, but you cannot emphasize how slow the stuff is here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we get here early to try and get the computers going and going and going. If they work.
It's maddening. I mean, it's not even usable. Like, we're buying our own network so the morning show can use it because the computers are so slow here. Serious.
Yeah, and then sometimes you want to blame it on this, but I've been in the studio on numerous occasions at 6 a.m. when there is porn on all of these computers.
Oh, really?
And the first thing I walk in on the computers and see is, like, different sites of, like, porn. I'm like, oh, what a great way to start my morning.
Seriously.
Well, that hasn't happened in, like, 8 weeks. Interestingly. Enabom hasn't been here in like 8 weeks.
And then during
who would
easy...
have thought Enabom looks at more porn than Billy Bush?
During the Easy Money, the new music that producer Josh has put in, everyone in the studio simultaneously fist pumps.
Oh yeah, you can try
on and on and on.
Yeah,
and
let
it
me play what
always
you're talking
cracks
about.
Me up.
It's the actual winter bed. It's
and there's a certain time at which we fist pump.
It's synchronized.
Exactly. 100.
You gonna tell them when we start?
Every morning.
Yeah, say it.
It's the Burt Show's Easy
now.
Money.
Yeah, that's pump, the fist pump.
Pump. Everyone pumps. Sometimes they get really into it and they keep going, but everyone, no matter what they're doing, will stop and be like, okay, ready? Go and start pumping. And then I'm going to personal pick a little bit on each of you.
Okay.
Every single day, without fail, Burt eats the exact same thing at the exact same time.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
What is it?
A bagel and yogurt.
8 o'clock every morning.
8 o'clock every morning. Without fail. 8 o'clock rocks around, yogurt cups peels open, he looks for a spoon, gets the bagel, and wants to start going. Without
yogurt,
fail.
Bagel
and
diet.
Well, going on to this, Wendy, I don't know if she realizes this, turns everything into a song on and off the air. And it's so funny because she'll sit there, like the other day we were talking about, Bert opens up his bagel and yogurt, and Wendy starts singing a bagel and yogurt song.
It's just funny. It's every day.
What is the bagel and yogurt song?
Yogurt and bagel diet. Yogurt and bagel diet.
That's a country tune.
We are idiots. dumb. Yeah, we're such idiots.
Okay, funny. So Melissa, now that she's got her bet going on with Katie Jo, is never in the studio unless she needs to be. She is running laps around the office so she doesn't lose his bet with Katie Jo.
Now, yes. I'm not sure that's really the reason why she's leaving the studio every single time now.
It has a lot to do with it now. Yeah, Katie Jo and I have this bet because Katie got us pedometers, and so we have a pedometer off. So, like, every night, it's almost like gunslinging when you see those old westerns when you pull out the pistols and shoot. We pull up our pedometers and press the button and see who got the more steps in during the day. So, yeah, so I'm doing laps because this studio is much bigger than where Katie works, so I can get more steps in before I get home.
Okay, so Jen, it's so worth being an intern, and I love where I sit just to watch Jen's face during the morning show. She gets so, like, she's one of those people that, like, wears her emotions on her face. So whenever she's upset about something, she'll, like, if a listener calls and she disagrees, she will have, like, the most stank face in the entire world. Or if she's, like, super sad, she'll start dancing around, and it literally makes my day to watch Jen during the show.
Oh, just a quick heads up. We did play the $1,000 music. We're not giving anything away right now.
Oh, is that why everybody's calling?
So apologies to Joanna for that. Mm-hmm. Good job, Rashma. Way to go out with a bang.
It's my last day. I don't care. And then Jeff, like right now, is addicted to his Crackberry and laptop. Like, mm-hmm. his head goes up like 5 seconds, and he claims to be working, but I can't see his laptop, so I don't know about that.
Well, how do you think the porn gets on all the computers and the internet?
That would make sense. Okay, whenever a piece of paper is crumbled, no matter where I am in the entire world, I fear that I'm going to get a concussion. I know people know that Bert hits Wendy in the face during traffic. If Wendy pauses, it's not her fault. Bert hits her in the face with a paper wad.
Just like that.
And from where we sit, we can't see what, like, Bert's doing. So if he hits us, we have no way to defend ourselves. Wendy has, like, you know, there's nothing she can do. We get hit from, like, the most random times. And
Bert's,
it scares
Bert's
the crap
a little
out
guy
of me.
Already, and he's behind computer monitors, so he's, like, in a foxhole.
All you can see is my hand. The hand of danger come up
but
over
it
the
is
monitor.
True. It's like an instinct reaction. When you hear paper crumble, you start flinching.
Yes.
It is. It makes me so uncomfortable. And every time they'll be talking off air, for some reason, or not for some reason, they let everyone on the show shares personal stories with actual reactions on air. So whenever someone starts talking and starts sharing their opinion or something, everyone screams on the air. And it is stuck in my mind. Whenever someone says on the air, even in real life now, I'm like, okay, Rashma, shut up. Don't say
anything. Whenever we try
to,
whenever we have a really great conversation off the air that's personal and we try to recreate it on the air, it sucks.
You can't have the conversation twice.
Right. So now if Jen starts to give us something really personal, we'll all start yelling, on the air!
On the air!
Shut up!
Don't speak!
You're an idiot!
Hush!
On the air! I get really mad, too, when people start talking about entertainment news stories in here off the air. I'm like, shut up! This is my story! We're going to do it at 6 o'clock!
Were you in here yesterday when Bert accidentally took one of Melissa's news stories?
No.
Oh, she almost killed me with her fire beam eyes, man.
Oh, my God.
On the air!
On Bert! The air!
Turn the air! God! My segment!
And I mean, it's
got 3 times an hour that the spotlight
is all
on
I get!
Me.
So give it to me! Get me that!
5 things you need to know today. You did one. I'm down to 80%. Good! You know what? I'm going to walk around this building. Double time!
In.
And it's crazy because as interns, we put our own personal stories in, and as well as you guys
on
put personal
the air.
Stories. I'm working
Shut
on it.
Up.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's crazy because as an intern, I've learned that the more personal and intimate a story is that you don't want to talk about, the more likely you're going to talk about it on air. That Bert's going to be like, Rashma, come over here. Let's talk about this. Let's discuss this really intimate thing that
she
you didn't want to mention.
Learned something.
Yes. Today is graduation day.
Yes. Here's my final that is, well, actually, I have 2 things. One, there's been several occasions where people of the Bert Show, not just the immediate cast, but people in general, show up super drunk from the night before. And it always cracks me up. Like, interns, whoever. But it is
Wendy
totally
is not an intern anymore. You can't insult her like that.
Yeah, wait, who are you talking about?
But I am telling everyone
I said,
out there.
Who are you talking about?
Yeah.
I want to know.
People in general.
Who?
Yeah, call them out. It's your last day. Who's going to hear
that?
Lauren?
I can't do that.
You talking about Lauren?
Well, most of the interns.
At
Most of the interns at one
drunk?
Point or another
oh,
have been.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's an internship.
Yeah, it's sure. fair.
We have to drink to put up with you guys.
But I will say to college students out there who can get credit, it is totally worth being in the internship to hear the personal stories on the show. Like, if I got nothing else at the internship, nothing else, just to be in here and listen to this every single morning, the conversations people can have from 5 to 10 a.m. astound me.
It's the reason. It really is. And, you know, there's a reason why we've never put a webcam up in here also. It's because the stuff that we talk about that you guys don't hear would get us fired in a minute.
Yeah.
We can't even do our Burt's Big Adventure broadcast without having a few slip-ups.
Oh, I know. Yeah. With all those families and kids around, I realize how awful we are typically.
Remember the webcam. Who had the conversation?
I dropped the S-bomb a couple of times.
No, yeah. You had a conversation about someone, talking crap about somebody.
That's right. And it was live on the webcam.
Hey, let's not stream this after the fact. Let's just let the people who saw it live enjoy it.
Here, Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is The Burt Show.
All right, Paige here wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Lost a lot of weight recently. Hey, Paige, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
Doing okay, too.
All right.
Okay. All right,
so you're okay with the weight loss, but your friends, you're having a little problem with that.
Well, of course I'm okay with the weight loss, but my friends are like, I don't know, and that's like why I'm calling today. I used to be like 200 pounds, and I've lost 65 pounds.
Wow, good for you.
Congratulations. Nice. Awesome.
Yeah, so I'm totally okay with the weight loss. You know, I'm at my ideal weight, and that's really great.
And you've worked hard for that.
I worked really hard for that. So I'm really happy about it. But my friends, they're so weird about it, and I can't tell what's going on with them. Every time, you know, if we meet a new person or they're introducing me to a new boyfriend or, you know, whenever it's someone who didn't know me before, they're kind of like, oh, this is Paige. She lost 65 pounds. And then one of my girlfriends even got out her iPhone and was like, see, here's pictures of her when she was fat.
No way.
I mean, she probably didn't say it just like that, but my God, that's totally what it felt like. I mean, I just don't know if they're doing it because they're, like, really proud of me and they're really excited for me, or...
That was my first thought.
Or if they're, like, used to being the skinny girls and now they have competition, you know, which is... I don't know what's going on with them.
I see what you're saying. So they're sort of like, you feel like they're almost like alpha dogging you? Like, you look so good right now that when you approach new people, they're showing what you used to look like with all the weight on to sort of put you down?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, and the thing is, I asked them to stop, and I'm like, oh, guys, you know, come on, whatever. And they still do it. So, I mean, I don't know if... Yeah, so I don't know if they're doing the alpha dog thing or if they're proud of me, you know, and I want to have a conversation with them, but I don't want to, like, offend them. I mean, I just don't know what their intention is, I guess.
Have you, when you have the conversation with them, are you having a conversation that is jokey or serious? Like, have you said, hey, I have to tell you guys, or is it like, oh, my God, guys, we don't always have to bring that up, and, like, it's an aside? Or is it
it's probably more like that.
Yeah, see, I think you have to have like a...
They don't know how much it affects you, I guess.
Like, I think you should bring it up when they haven't brought it up, you know, because I think it's a natural response if somebody, just human nature, or maybe it's just American nature, whether it's a compliment or when people get attention on themselves a lot of times, you know, like, the natural reaction is, oh, come on, guys, you know, like, well, oh, you look really nice today. Oh, no, I don't. You know what I mean? Like, that's a natural response, but if you bring it up totally separately when you guys aren't even talking about it and go, hey, can I just tell you guys something? When you guys bring that up, it really bugs me because I don't want to be known as the fat girl who got skinny. I want to just be known as me.
And I don't think that your friends can recognize how much it hurts your feelings because it does seem to me that they're bragging for you. Mm. Like, to me, it seems like they're, like, telling your story. It's really interesting. They're proud of you. Gosh, there is such a big difference between before and after. And if they've always been thin, they don't understand the struggle of having lost that weight.
I think Daniel here is going to disagree with you. Hey, Daniel, good morning. You're on Q100.
He's wrong.
Good morning.
Hey, man.
Good morning.
I lost about 55 pounds between my sophomore and junior year of college because I put on a good bit of beer weight the first 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I had fraternity brothers alpha dogging me the whole time. So I really do think that that's what those girls are doing.
So you think women do the same thing to other women, like put them down so they seem more attractive in the group?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what's going on. Because it's kind of like, I've always been skinny. She hasn't, and they're just trying to do that. I think probably more so around the opposite sex. Because that's exactly what happened to me. These guys would, have a new date that they're bringing on a date night or a formal or something like that, and they'd be like, "Oh, this guy lost 55 pounds. You should see a picture of him a year ago." And it was really kind of messed up.
I don't disagree that that's why they're doing it. Like, I think that's a backdoor way of saying, "Hey, I've always been skinny. She used to be fat. Now she's skinny, which means she's got fat tendencies."
That's what you're thinking.
Because they're showing it to guys that they're introducing her to.
Everybody, even other girls.
Exactly.
Who brings that as the first piece of information?
Paige, is it bothering you more when they're showing it to guys or other women or just in general?
In general. I mean, it bothers me when I meet a new guy because I am single and it's like, I don't know. I mean, so I used to be fat, but we all used to be a lot of things. I'm not telling their, "Hey, remember that time you got drunk next to a dumpster?" I don't bring that up when they meet someone new because it's not pertinent.
Same thing happens to me. My friends will always break out the pictures of when I was tall. And now I'm short, and they're like, "This was him when he was 6'2", and now he's 5'4". And I'm always uncomfortable about it.
You should throw it back at him and go, "Oh my God, I know. I was fat back when you were a slut."
Now, I tend to lean toward what Jen's saying because I remember I had to tell my friends when I was on dialysis, "Please stop telling people that I'm sick." Because people were trying to let people know, either they're trying to be protective of me in a club when people were trying to get me a drink when I couldn't drink, or they were proud of the struggle that I was going through and still being out and being active. Mm-hmm. And my thought was, I don't want to be known for this. I don't want it to always be conversation. I don't want this always to have to come up. I want to kind of live a normal life. And so,
but it's a fascinating thing to your friends.
Correct.
It's a topic of conversation. Like, I have a friend who trained her cat to pee on the toilet. Mm-hmm. It comes up a lot, and I make her pull out her phone and show her pictures of it. If she hated that, I'm sorry, but it's a fascinating topic. It's the same thing with somebody losing 65 pounds and totally transforming who they are, or somebody who's on dialysis and getting a kidney transplant. It's like a point of interest.
It makes you, it's an interesting story to share, so I think that's how I would view it.
I don't think your friends are being manipulative and evil.
Here's Mel. Good morning, Mel. You're on Q100.
Hi, good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
I'm not sure if this question has been asked already, but are her friends thinner or larger than her?
Are your friends thinner or larger than you are that are making you uncomfortable?
Now we're about the same, but they've always been,
Oh, so you've always been the heavier girl?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Does that change things for you, Mel?
Did you say, "Oh, damn"?
No. I just think that I think that they're just proud and excited for you.
Because
if they were heavier, I would think that they were a little more jealous about the fact. But because of the fact that I think that you have lost so much weight and they are excited, because 65 pounds is a lot of transformation. Mm-hmm. So.
I mean, I have a friend who lost a lot of weight, and I would never even think of that being the first piece of on my phone. That'd be the first thing I introduce somebody. "Hey, this is my friend, and this is a picture of her, and she just lost a lot of weight. This is great. This is my friend."
I think I agree with Wendy on this.
It's just kind of
they're doing
snide
it sort
to
of
the,
yeah. to make the playing field even.
You'd be like, "This is my friend. We've known each other for this many years. We went to high school. We played these activities." You don't say, "Hey, this is my friend who used to be really fat. Now she's really skinny." It's not the first thing out of my mouth.
Is that the way that they're saying it?
They're just kind of like...
Is that one of the first things? Is
I
that
don't
your...
know. I don't know what how. I mean, I know how they're saying it, but I don't know what they mean. I don't know.
No. Is it the first thing that they say when they're introducing you? Like, if I'm with Jeff and I'm out, I'll say, "Hey, this is Jeff. We work together." So I'm just sort of defining what our relationship is. Is it the first thing that they are defining about you to somebody new?
No, it's not like, "Hey, this is Paige. She used to be fat." But I mean, it is I get what you're saying. It's not like, "Hey, this is my coworker." It's like, it's like everyone kind of knows each other, and then
it comes up in conversation.
Comes up.
Okay. Yeah. Here's Ashley. Good morning, Ashley.
And Bert, by the way, you introduced me as we worked together, and he used to be skinny.
I've never said that.
This is Jeff. He used to be skinny. Look, here's a picture on my iPhone.
I would not lie like
14.
That. Ashley, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say congratulations, girl, on losing so much weight. That's awesome. And I just, you know, ignore them. I think they're jealous. I think that they're probably used to you being the kind of overweight friend, and they were getting all the attention, and now you are, and I think that's amazing. And, you know, if they're your good friends, tell them exactly how you feel. And like I said, if they are your good friends, they're going to listen to you, and they're going to respect you, because I come from a really close-knit group of friends, and we're all there to support each other, and I just think it's amazing that you were able to lose that weight, and I commend you on that, and, you know, basically, screw what everybody else thinks. I think you did an awesome job, and, you know, regardless, you did great, and I'm sure you look amazing, especially if you've lost 65 pounds and you were 200, so I just wanted to say congratulations, gotcha. And don't let anybody get you down.
Thank you.
Hey, I have a feeling that she leaves long voicemails.
Just wants to review what she left
just
you.
Just saying, not sure how to end the conversation.
And in short, I would like to say.
All right, Paige, so our final advice for Paige here in five words or less.
Jen, do Wendy last.
Your five friends are proud of you. That's six. I was trying to do it quickly.
View. Melissa, five words or less, your advice for Paige.
Speak honestly how you feel.
That was a good one.
Thanks.
Wendy's still counting on her fingers.
I know.
Jeff?
Give your friends cheese dip.
Ole!
Be honest with your friends.
Wendy's happy Cinco de Mayo.
That's what I was about to say.
Wendy is incapable of doing this.
Wendy, tenga una cerveza, por favor.
This is The Bert Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on The Bert Show.
All right, Jake is back. Hey, Jake.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
Good. I might need some of that therapy stuff you were talking about just a second ago.
What'd you do?
Well, just trying to figure life out.
Oh, no, this is physical therapy. This isn't mental therapy.
But he does that,
shoot.
Too.
Well, try dancing for 10 weeks. See what it does to your body. You definitely need some physical therapy.
Well, no, I think that's way more interesting to talk about the mental stuff you're talking about. Like, why would Jake, who seems to be like all Americana, need to go into a psychologist's office?
You are the perfect man.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I don't know if I would say perfect. I wish it were true, though.
But you're on the wings of love. That's where perfection lies.
Something's bothering you today, man. What's going on?
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually looking at my yard in Dallas here, and I'm thinking this is going to be. I've never seen more crabgrass in my life.
So the reason why you would go to see a therapist is because of your crabgrass. I think you started to get a little real with us, and now you're pulling back. I think you're pulling back on us.
Either that,
oh my gosh, I heard you guys this morning.
Either that, or you woke up this morning and smoked a pound of weed.
No, actually, I didn't sleep at all last night. I went to the show, saw Pamela Anderson off, and then Tom Bergeron had a little after party that he does every single year. And then I rushed out to LAX, and I flew all night, so I've had less than 2 hours of sleep.
I want to talk about this Bergeron party. Does he party like a rock star?
Man, that rock star doesn't even get at it. I think he invented the party.
Seriously?
Really?
He does a good job every year, and it wasn't Jake Pavelka plus Vienna. I mean, it was just the cast and the entire crew. So, you know, what's incredible is how many people it takes to put Dancing with the Stars on. I think there were 200 or 300 people there.
Oh,
half
wow.
of them I didn't even know, you know, like the story department, the editors, and you know, the light operators that are up there in the grid while the show's going on, moving all those, 60,000 lights around.
Wow.
I mean, it's incredible.
Bergeron to me seems like that old school radio guy that still drinks scotch, you know, cigars.
Got a pipe.
Yeah, got a pipe, and maybe not entirely appropriate with women all the time, but it's only because he's older and he doesn't know any better.
Yeah, Tom brushed my butt, but that's okay because it's Tom.
You know what? It's fun hanging around the guy because it's like a college education just listening to him talk. The guy's so quick on his feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's great.
You say something, you got to be ready because he'll throw it back in your face.
Right.
Hey, just so you know, Jake, when you're referring to when you're using the words "quick on their feet" in a sentence, you can't just stop talking after you say that. That makes it very apparent that you're not.
Or we're not, right? All right, now, Jeff, really, we want to talk to you today because Jeff has beef more than anybody else.
It's not beef. It is kindness, Jake, because last time you were on with us, which was a week or two ago, you ended the conversation by saying hi to friends you had in Vinings because you used to live out here, and you said, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Used to live right off Cumberland.
Right, so we talked, you know, real briefly, but then had time, you know, you had to go. So knowing that you still have people in Atlanta that, you know you personally, I thought it would be cool to give you the opportunity to personally explain and, an apology isn't necessary, but a justification is probably needed for the significant display of emotion that occurred once it was announced you would no longer be danced.
Because now there's some space between when it actually happened and now.
It runs in the family, let me tell you what. No, it's, have you ever noticed, you know, the the football players on the sideline, Tony Romo, whatever. Yeah, I think Tim Tebow had one.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing something that you're so passionate about, when it's over, you get a little emotional about it because it meant so much. You know, the way I've lived my life and my principle, the way I was raised is, you know, that old motto, don't take it personally, it's just business. Let me tell you what, if it's just business to me, then I'm not going to do it. Life's way too short for all that crap. I want to feel everything that I'm doing because you only get a certain number of breaths in life. And so if it's not very personal to me, then I'm just going to skip over it. It's not worth my time.
Now, did Vienna have any problems about you saying to your dancing partner that she was your best friend?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
No, okay. Cause when,
oh, no.
When I first heard you say that to Chelsea, when you were like, you're one of my best friends, I thought, oh, I wonder if his girlfriend's going to be upset about that.
You know, I think Vienna would probably feel the same way. Chelsea's just a really great spirit.
That's cool.
A wonderful person. I was very, very lucky to get to know her.
In case somebody didn't hear it, we can play the audio of you at the end.
Wait. I can just do it for you right now.
Okay, that'd be great.
Is that what they call it?
Let's hear you reenact it. Yeah.
Well, go ahead and play it. I'm ready. I'm sitting down.
Is there anything that you want to say to Chelsea?
Thank you so much, Chelsea. You're one of my best friends. I have loved every second of this. I love you. Thank you for being so great to my beautiful fiance, Vienna.
And there
Thank
goes
you, everybody,
the
for
the
watching
road.
And keeping me in.
I'll say, if you're in my circle of friends, that is endless crap for the rest of our relationship.
Yeah. Have you heard?
Well, you know what? It's, you know, being on that show really meant something to me. You know, I mean, Dancing with the Stars is like a family. And you have to immerse yourself so deeply into it, and then all of a sudden the rug is just ripped out from underneath you because it starts, you know, like it just immediately, it's like going from zero to light speed in 1 second, and then it just you hit a wall and it's over. And I actually didn't feel that coming. I just all of a sudden got choked up about it. But you know, I'm just an emotional type guy. You know, I'm not afraid to show it. And
good,
you know,
for you.
I think that you saw it a lot during The Bachelor, but it's moments in life that, you know, that I really mean it. It's something that I was very passionate about, you know, coming to an end. And I got to, you know, I've said it a couple of times during interviews, but, you know, if there's any girls listening, you know, if you've been dating a guy for a long time, if you're engaged, if you have never seen that guy shed a tear, that is such a red flag.
Hmm.
What do you think it means? Definitely appropriate to cry, even as a guy.
I could tell you right now that if I just my tears to me are like water behind a dam. That if I start crying over something little, everything from my childhood will come out, and it will be ugly for like 25 or 30 straight minutes.
He watches Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and we lose him for 4 days.
The floodgate would be open.
He's in a hotel growing a beard somewhere.
Jake, some words
that... What do they say, you know, cry at your wedding, cry when your kid's born, stuff like, cry when you're off Dancing with the Stars, or sending 25 women home, or 24 women home.
The only, you know, the advice I could give you going forward is some words that mean a lot to me, and that's...
God.
On the wings of love, up and above the clouds. Thank you, Bert. You lost me. Gone.
Jake, we always...
Jeff's crying.
I love it.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, brother. Sorry about the crabgrass.
Song in my head. You know, this past year, how many times I've heard that song?
I know.
I would imagine.
I worship Jeffrey Osborne.
All right, Jake. Thanks a lot for the time, man.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on. Right. And tell Atlanta, thank you so much for the support and all of the votes. I saw all the Twitters that they sent.
All right, man. We will.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Are you going to cry? He's just getting off the phone with us? No tears?
He's an intense dude.
He's very...
Very serious. That was crap.
Emotional.
It was cool that he called us after getting baked.
He's just a little off timing.
He's one of those guys that tells you everything when you only want to know.
Yes, he's the guy. Wendy is right. He's the guy on your first date, tells you everything. Shows you all of his cards and everything.
Yeah, just hiding from me for just a little bit.
See, it's the balance of life. See, he's so good looking that they're, you know, he's, you know.
You'd be bored to tears with him in 2 weeks. You'd be so bored with him.
To me, he's almost like a soap opera actor.
On the soap?
On the soap.
You mean like the character? Not the actor, but the character they play?
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
I think networks have had a policy now for a long time that if somebody, a fan runs onto a field, be it baseball or football or whatever, they won't show you the fan running onto the field and security tackling them anymore. Right. Because they felt like it makes sort of a celebrity out of you, and it would only encourage others to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a little shocking the last 24 hours to finally see some footage. This happened in Philadelphia 48 hours ago, and it got a lot of play on ESPN yesterday. And I think they're doing the rest of the country a big disservice by showing it. It's a 17-year-old kid runs out onto the field at a Phillies game. And security can't get a hold of this kid, so they end up tasing him. Here's some of the story on ESPN yesterday.
At some point prior to the eighth inning of last night's game, Wayne Consalvi's phone rang in Pottstown, PA. On the phone was his son, 17-year-old high school senior Steve, calling from the ballpark to ask dad's permission to run onto the field during the game, saying it'd be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Now, the elder Consalvi, this according to the Philly Daily News, said it didn't seem like a good idea. It turns out they were both right for all the wrong reasons. For after briefly evading security personnel before the eighth inning, in fact, began, Consalvi is seen here, was felled by a taser gun fired by a Philadelphia police officer. Consalvi was said to be down some 30 seconds after being hit before being escorted from the field under his own power. Now, this is what the elder Consalvi went on to say to the Philadelphia Daily News, calling it just teenagers having fun. He said, and I quote, "I don't recommend running on the field, but I don't think they should have tased him at all," end quote. Now, the team later confirmed it would cooperate with police investigating the use of such force. A police spokesman here, Charles Ramsey, had this to say to KYW Radio, police commissioner, about the incident, and I quote, "It was inappropriate for him to be out there on the field. Unless I read something to the contrary, that officer acted appropriately. I support him 100%. percent.
So you've got this 17-year-old in the stands, and he's calling his old man. He's like, I've got this. I'm not drunk, Dad. I haven't had anything to drink, nothing to do with that. It just looks like fun. Should I run out onto the field? And Dad says, I wouldn't recommend it. But 17-year-old goes out there, right? So if you haven't seen the video, he's sort of weaving his way through security guard. He's 17 years old. Kid's in good shape, right? And most security guards are in their, you know, late 20s, early 30s. They can't get a hold of this kid. So one bigger security guard just gets about police officer gets about 10, 15 feet away from him. Booyah! Kid goes right down. I mean, face plant onto the grass. And a couple seconds later, he gets up and they escort him off the field. No harm, no foul. But people are really upset that they used a taser gun on a 17-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Really upset.
How are they supposed to know how old he is when he's running around the field?
Yeah, I don't know how deep a debate we can get into here because it seems pretty cut and dry.
Yeah, I mean, he made an adult decision. And how do you tell if somebody's 17 or 18? How do you tell if somebody's 17 or 21 when they're running from you?
It doesn't matter. The part of the, I think the bigger debate is it's the first time they've ever tased someone on a field.
Oh.
Like normally, traditionally, you get tackled. And the rumor is in Philadelphia, you get your ass kicked. Like when they walk you in the tunnel. Like,
really? Then there's a gauntlet that you have to go through.
Well, they have a jail in the stadium, in the ballpark. And so a lot of people fall down on their way, you know, because sometimes it's tough to walk with a bunch of security guards around you. So sometimes you fall into the wall.
They used to in the old veteran stadium. They used to have a court underneath the stadium where you would get tried immediately.
What?
Yes.
Really?
It was underneath the stadium.
Really?
Now I think it's just a security jail, but
that sounds like urban legend.
No, it's true. It's absolutely true. Yeah.
There's so many drunk Philly fans.
Yeah,
really?
They used to put him on trial immediately.
Why did you say it's Philly, man? I as a non-sports fan, I don't know what that means.
Well, Philly is just kind of a harder town. Mm-hmm. You know, like they throw snowballs at Santa Claus around Christmas time when they parade Santa out during a football game. They're just hard fans, you know?
It's not the friendliest town.
Got it.
So the brotherly love thing's kind of BS.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
So this kid runs out on the field, and most parents are saying, look, we understand why you had to do it, but to a 17-year-old, really?
Well, the sad thing is that as we're having this debate in my mind, I'm thinking, man, if my teenager called me and said, Mom, I want to run out on the field, there's a part of me would be like, go for it, hon. It is a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
I'm glad the dad's being cool and saying, well, you know, I told him not to do it, but he did it, so.
And you got what
Yeah.
You got to look at it from a security and a player standpoint also. I mean, there are so many crazies in the stands that if they don't set the record and set a precedent that if you come onto your field, you don't know what's going to happen. A lot of these guys can get really close to the players, really close to the players. Mm-hmm. So I'm for it. That's fine.
Yeah. The players were laughing, which made me laugh. Their gloves over their face. That just made it even more funny.
And security, I mean, it's I think the biggest joke, too, was the fact that security guards now have a reputation that they can't
run.
You know, they can't
run.
They can't catch anybody. You know?
I think they're going
to
be working out a little bit harder this week.
If you're a security guard.
It's a lot of field to cover on a baseball field, too, man, because once you get past the foul lines, you got 100 yards, man. You are going to be seen.
The next time you see that, it's going to be one of us wearing a morph suit when Bobby gets thrown off. Like, trying to tackle him before he gets through the dugout.
Hey, Steven, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I was just going to quickly say, it's another example. It just irks me that somebody who does something wrong ends up trying to become a victim, and you have to review the force and all. It just, come on, don't run onto a field. You break a rule, you break a law, you get a paddle.
From what I heard, the kid and the dad, they're not complaining.
Oh yeah,
it's just the fans that are all upset about it.
They did a poll on ESPN yesterday, and like 41% said it was excessive force for a 17-year-old.
Oh, but how do they know he was 17?
Yeah,
like, I don't.
Hindsight's 2020,
right? Yeah.
Get it, The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino with daily boost and social casino games on tap. This is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.